Refresh your good vibes mit TikTok. Mit den richtigen Vibes wird...
Hey. Oh Mann!
Zu... Jetzt probieren. Die verschiedenen Tic-Tac-Sorten. Von minzig frisch bis fruchtig süß. Tic-Tac. Refresh your good vibes.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere. Even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh yeah, must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on today's show, words that age you, plus a pole vaulter and Mark Zuckerberg's armpits. It's all coming up right after this.
Hi, I'm Chick.
Hi, I'm Jess.
Remember how you liked it so much and you kept saying, hey, come on back and do the podcast.
And you know what? It only took us a few years, but we listened.
Here we are.
Here we are.
What you need to do is become a Bob and Tom VIP and sign up for not only the off-the-air podcast, but you get video of the show every morning. You get Bob and Tom 24/7. You get
access to all of our old bits.
All the old podcasts and all the Bob and Tom shows. It's unbelievable what you get when you become a Bob and Tom VIP member. Not only that, but you also get amazing admiration from all your friends.
Yeah.
You just walk up to them and you go, you know, I'm a VIP with Bob and Tom.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what they'll do every single time. So do that now, won't you?
Canadians here.
You guys know why Canadians do it doggy style?
What's that? No, what's that again now, King?
You guys know why Canadians do it doggy style?
No, Canadians know.
So they can both watch the hockey game. Oh, what are they going to do?
We're just waiting for the cast to actually show up for work. Here's more Bob and Tom Extra.
In the news, some interesting sporting news, including something that's quite visual, but I'll try to give it a little bit of a description that'll help you. Brigham Young University pole vaulter had a little incident. He posted it on TikTok, Chick's favorite form of communication.
Love the TikTok. 21-year-old Zach McWhorter shared the video of his pole vaulting accident. Shows him clearing the bar, coming down, and as he's falling to earth, the pole falls forward into him, hitting his groin on the descent. And he says, I could see right into my scrotum.
Oh, boy. That's a bummer.
It's the pole hollow with no cap on it, and it kind of grabs his scrotal area and
rips it.
Tears it open.
Good God.
By the way, his father happens to be a urologist.
Lucky for him.
18 stitches later, and my favorite part of the story is, though, his friends are calling him Balzac. What's his name? His name is Zach, and of course, Balzac. Nice. You don't get a lot of literary references in
you don't.
Track and field accident stories.
Yeah.
This is kind of a happy ending. It's not like a guy caught a javelin or anything.
Right.
You know, that's a sad story.
That happened to one guy. We call him Shakespeare now.
Huh?
That joke did not get the laughs it deserves. It's literary, ad-libbed. That is one fine joke, Josh.
Thank you.
You're done for the day. You don't have to come up with any more. That is really nice. Thank you very much. So this poor guy, can you imagine? When you watch the video, you just cringe.
Yep. Yeah, yeah.
And, of course, the edit of the video has the part where he meets the pole with his crotch. They go back and forth on that several times to make it that much worse. Can you relate to this, Christy?
No, I can't because I don't have balls.
Well, certainly there's
Hi, welcome to the
plan.
Welcome to the Plain Speaking podcast. Our guest is Christy Lee, who has no balls.
Yeah, but if you get kicked down there, it hurts, doesn't
it? Well, yeah.
Don't you wonder how
I landed on a balance beam wrong a couple of times.
Oh, ooh. Boy. At least that's what you told your parents.
No. This is true.
That's what happened.
Back in the olden days, they were wooden. They wouldn't have any padding around them either.
Man. Yeah. You're right. Bruise your pubis.
Ride a boy's bike and the old Huffy Hymenizer. By the way, I've never quite understood why the boy's bike had the bar up high.
I never understood that either.
Is that just some tradition? That,
I don't know.
I think it was a side saddle thing for ladies back in the old days when they
Some guy that made bikes go, wait a minute, this is a great idea.
Yeah.
If I do this, I'm not going to
Why don't we just put all the bars down?
Yeah, impale every kid.
No.
Okay. Anyway, this guy got the old Bob Barker, as we call it.
Yeah, spayed and neutered.
And he's joking around about whether or not he's going to be, if this sterilized him. I don't know if they can test that. I guess they could. So he actually said, I'm still able to pole vault, although I may never be able to have kids. So,
man,
who knows? More power to him. In the meantime, is there anything else in sports?
No. Nope.
That's it. We covered
that's
everything.
That's it.
Covered everything in the world.
That's all, baby.
Coming up, comedian.
Wherever you go.
April Macy will be our guest. Yes, sir. Go
whatever ahead. You do, always be a good sport. Christy.
A new book out there alleges Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg gets his armpits blown dry before speeches.
Really?
Yeah, it was part of a book published in, it's called Facebook, The Inside Story by Stephen Levy. Levy writes that a communications executive blow dries Zuckerberg's pits to get rid of his anxiety sweat prior to public appearances.
Okay.
Facebook can he do it himself?
Spokesperson Liz Bourgeois told Business Insider, I doubt this is true, and if so, it would have been at our communications team's request, but surely anyone who's ever worn a gray t-shirt can relate. Well, we all have anxiety sweat, I think, don't you?
Yeah, I mean,
I do, but I don't blow dry my
blame
pits.
The guy.
No, neither do I.
Josh, you've taken this one step further. I've seen you use that curling iron on your armpits.
Yes, of course.
Straighten them out?
Yeah.
It's only, for those that don't know, Josh has no body hair, but from the belly button down, you get the thorough waxing.
Yeah, I don't get my chest or belly waxed, but I definitely get the Brazilian and what they call the baboon, the ass, and then I get the back, the upper back. And,
the baboon.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
And,
that is, can you is see that really
can,
what
can you
they
see
call
an episode
it?
Of the Andy Griffith Show where Josh walks in? To, hey, Floyd, I'll tell you what, today I got some extra time. Let's do the full baboon. Okay. Okay, Josh.
Okay, Josh.
Let me heat up the wax. Hi, Barn.
Now, is this Floyd pre or post?
No, don't.
Medical problem.
You bastard. Okay.
He's always seated in the barber chair or leaning against something.
Hey, the guy was great. Very funny.
What happened? Did he have a stroke?
Let's move on. Oh. Can we move on?
Sorry.
Evidently, he's the only. He really made Andy laugh, like all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that voice
Howard
is
McNear,
funny.
I think.
Yeah, off the air, he would make Andy howl. They'd have to do retakes all the time.
Well, it's.
Wasn't he in The Music Man or something?
He is in something else. Howard Maybe McNear. That is it.
Huh.
Yeah.
Whatever you say, Barney.
See, what was, that's funny.
What was the other thing? When these people release these books, they always. The inside story of Mark Zuckerberg is going to be really interesting and amazing. And so this is their press release about his armpits getting dried.
Well, we're talking about it.
It's
if
like
we
it's
talked about
nice
Mark's. Yeah.
It's like the one the other day about the guy that walks across Antarctica. And
yes.
The big story is that he pooped his pants and had to walk with it. And he didn't have a change of underwear. And that's
right.
The big press release.
We're talking about it.
Floyd was in Howard, Blue Hawaii.
Oh.
And the Aaron.
Oh, the Linda Lovelace movie?
No, that's the Elvis movie, isn't it?
That's blown Hawaii.
I love the Aaron Boy. This makes me think the book is sleazy, that it's not actually a good account. This, if that's what they're leading.
He was in Irma La Deuce with Jack Lemmon.
Are we still talking
about
Howard?
No one's talking about Floyd but you. We're talking about the Mark Zuckerberg book.
If there's
a good biography of the actor who played Floyd on the Andy Griffith Show, we'll be sure to talk about
Voyage
it.
Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea.
Oh, I loved that.
Could we turn his computer off? God.
You put it there.
All right, well.
Speaking of Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
He was stopped by the Brussels restaurant. He stopped by, rather, the Brussels I must be in France, right?
Belgium,
thank you. Mm-hmm. Le Tavern du Passage.
Oh, that's the Tavern du Passage.
Yeah, Tavern of the Passage. Ahead of meetings with the European Commission regarding data privacy recently, He enjoyed his typical Belgian meal.
Oh, sure, Brussels sprouts and Belgian waffles.
That's all they have.
That's all they eat, yeah.
Zuckerberg.
The fifth, sprouts and waffles. That's the name of the place.
Fifth richest person in the world with an estimated net worth of over... This story actually makes me mad. With an estimated net worth of over $80.5 billion, according to Forbes.
Hey, Mark. But Mark, give me a billion.
His server, chick, you're on the right track, reported that Zuckerberg left him a normal tip. Well... Duh.
Maybe you gave him normal service.
There was nothing special about it.
Yeah.
What do you want, $1,000?
Yeah, just because it was Mark Zuckerberg, he thinks he has to.
How do you think I got to be a billionaire? Just giving away $1,000 at a time? No.
Didn't that make you mad?
Yeah, it's like, that's presumptuous.
It's awful. And that he's talking about it, it even makes it worse.
Zuckerberg, though, he drew an emoji on the check.
Oh, well, that, yeah.
A little smiley face.
I don't think that has anything to do with Mark Zuckerberg.
No, it doesn't, but...
Facebook was his, and that's just about it.
I mean, a normal...
And there's a debate about that.
Because you think people...
You mean because someone else thought of the idea?
Only the Winklevi, yeah. Remember?
Because people perceive you as being rich, Tom. Do you leave a lot of extra money on your...
I've checks? Always been a good tipper, though, because I used to work in a restaurant.
I'm a good tipper, but 25% is, I think, very fair.
That's interesting. Depends. I'm the opposite. I'm a good tipper because I couldn't ever work at a restaurant.
Really?
I don't know how they do it. I think it's, I could never be good
I'm
at
not
it.
A good tipper.
You're not?
Because I couldn't be a good tipper and also buy Cutco scissors. You can't do it.
That's how you got
your
Cutco
pennies
money.
Take care of the dollars.
You have to make a decision in life.
Hey, me and you lunch. Because the Cutco place is right next to my favorite sushi joint.
You need a consult on Cutco scissors?
Go with consult.
Yeah,
will
can
you?
We?
I'll give you a consultation.
Do you tip on carryout?
Yeah, absolutely.
I do.
Yeah,
I do.
Because the lady who's throwing together your carryout has had to spend 5 minutes doing it. That's a pretty tough job.
Five minutes.
And I go to the same places.
Those styrofoam containers in that plastic bag. Man, oh man.
I go to the same places over and over again, so I want to make sure they get the right stuff.
I pick up my order. I don't tip. I take all the napkins, all the mints.
You're a menace.
I root around. Yes, I am.
I've seen him pick up a toothpick holder and just throw it on the ground.
Yep. Are you serious?
Here's your tip.
don't spit in the wind.
Here's the tip. Way down this toothpick holder. Wham!
Oh, my.
Here's your tip. Don't whistle with mashed potatoes in your mouth.
That's right. Stay out of dark alleys, huh?
Well, speaking of the story in which they allege that Mark Zuckerberg is blow-drying his armpits, which I think is totally reasonable.
I think it's reasonable, too.
So I've
been. Wait a minute. Who? What? I was looking
you
at Howard
You weren't listening
McNair.
To that?
Why did he blow-dry his armpits?
He has anxiety sweat.
Before speeches.
Before speeches.
He does it before speeches.
Yeah.
Which is perfectly reasonable. I can remember going to the hand dryer in a men's room and doing that on a couple of occasions.
Yeah. Really?
Well, don't you have a problem when you urinate because it's just such a massive undertaking, if it will? There's urine everywhere all over the...
I told you, after my eye surgery, I'm not allowed to lift more than 30 pounds.
Oh, God.
I have an assistant.
Yeah. Got to have a team of spotters.
Now you have a pee assistant?
No.
You use a baby seat and on. Yes, we know.
But I think it's perfectly reasonable for someone to dry their armpits.
Especially when you're on an international.
No, it's not.
He's on an international stage.
No!
He would get picked apart if he went out there with pit stains.
Our good friend.
He can't do anything without
He would be pit stained shamed.
You're right.
You know this. Our good friend, Tommy Jonigan, has the same exact problem.
Yeah.
He doesn't have Mark Zuckerberg money. He's comfortable.
Yeah.
But he has some sort of pads he wears under his shirt with his armpits.
Right.
To keep the sweat down.
Okay, I don't have the letter in front of me, but I talked about this many months ago. That the fact that at the gym that I go to, there are certain men that take the hair dryers and they blow dry their crotch areas for all the world to see.
I don't believe it.
Remember we got the letter from the guy that had a photograph at his gym of the sign saying do not use the blow dryers.
No doubt that
we need,
to dry your crotch.
We need more photos of guys drying their balls in the gym.
I think you just want photos.
Have you ever at home done that?
No.
Anybody?
No.
Maybe.
See?
No, you have.
See?
I lay on the bed with the ceiling fan.
I've done that, yes.
Absolutely, because I'm a normal guy.
With your feet by your ears?
Yeah. And a megaphone. Yeah. Come on down, boys. Yeah.
Sounds like
Take me like a woman.
Well. This escalated.
I think we've done some good work here, Chick.
Right, Mr. Zuckerberg.
No, so he's a weirdo. He's a weirdo drying his armpits.
It's got to be. His life is nothing like anyone else.
And actually, Chick, no, he has somebody drying his armpits
for him.
It's
yeah.
a person who.
Well, that's what the book claims. That seems a little bit.
That seems right.
That seems reasonable to me, too.
Are you kidding me? If that's the weird... If I had $60 billion...
Yeah.
Well, first of all...
You don't have the time for you'd the only weird
have, stuff I You'd
do.
Only have $60 billion for a day and a half before you died. Well, he was nice. Snorting the chopped-up jockstrap of
sort of Redskins, because I'd lose my mind.
Snorting a chopped-up
Mark...
Chick McGee purchased the Washington Redskins in the first hostile takeover of an NFL team.
I put Snyder in front of a firing squad. Man, that'd be all right.
Sorry.
I think $60 billion might get it done.
You think?
Yeah.
What do they say the Dallas Cowboys are worth?
$3 to $5 billion, I think.
Isn't the most valuable sports so-called franchise the
Cowboys and the Yankees?
I thought it was
Manchester.
One of the soccer teams.
I would think.
Still, big money.
Yep.
Zuckerberg kind of does the Steve Jobs thing where he always dresses the same.
Wears a hoodie. T-shirt.
All right.
Isn't his hoodie though crazy expensive? Wasn't it like $2,000 or something?
What? Probably. I didn't know that.
Probably.
Oh, it's made of, isn't it made of panda fetuses?
Oh, my God.
Unborn panda, yeah.
But
they dye them
to
the color you want, or they'd be all black or white.
Right, yeah. Yeah,
okay.
Supple.
Words that instantly age you.
Oh, this is good.
If you know these words, you're sure to get a senior discount.
Whippersnapper.
Hang on.
All right, whippersnapper has to be in there.
Classy.
I don't think that's fair.
Tom uses classy all the time.
I use classy.
Are you denying classy?
I don't recall.
How about this one?
Using the word classy except to be sarcastic.
You can't deny this one. Slacks.
Oh, that's for sure.
I usually say trousers.
That's even older.
As they say, it's breeding, you know. The benefits of
a classical education. Is that what it is?
The benefits of a classical education.
You think that's what it is. It's not dated at all.
Because pants means when you pants someone, ironically, you're taking their trousers and pulling them down.
Yeah, you're really de-pantsing them.
Yeah.
Stories. That's what you refer to as your TV shows.
Oh, my stories?
I got to watch
your
stories.
Yeah.
Well, isn't that primarily soap operas?
Yeah.
But soap operas. Pocketbook?
Okay.
I don't think I've ever used that word in my life.
What about icebox? My mom used to call the refrigerator the icebox.
So did my mom.
Do you refer to it as the icebox?
No.
You don't?
They call it the fridge.
Yeah.
Short for refrigerator or
no, for Frigidaire. Like I said, it's Kleenex, Xerox. I'm a brand.
Otis.
I'm a brand loyal. If I go to a place and it's not an Otis elevator, I take the stairs. I don't care if it's 100 stories.
So do you say it's up on the ninth floor, and then you say, "Hey, where's the Otis?" Is that what you say?
No. I just check. It's part of my.
You know what? I'm saying it from now on.
I am too.
Can you point me to the Otis?
Give me the Otis. If your son is,
if you smoked and someone's you needed a light, would you go? I say, if you go to Ronson.
Ronson. No, you use a Zippo.
Zippo would be the brand name there, I would think.
Yes.
Is it Ronson for British? More British. Necking.
Necking. Oh, that's a good one.
You want a neck?
I remember when I was a kid, I thought necking meant you put your necks together and rub them. I swear.
Like a giraffe.
Yes. I thought,
boy, you're not going to like this one.
I thought Vietnamese gorillas were apes. So this is
there. You go. Yeah.
I thought you had to take bear aspirin nude.
He did think that. I love that.
Because in all the commercials, do you have any aspirin? No. Then she'd always go, "Can I use your bathroom?" I don't know where this stuff goes. So, this must be some kind of weird suppository. Being a kid is hard.
World Wide Web.
Oh, that's a Tommy.
You say that all the time.
Say the web.
You do not!
You say the World Wide Web.
Gal? You say gal.
I like gal.
I like
gal. What's
wrong
with that? Hey, there's a cute gal over there.
She's my gal.
Are you supposed to say doll?
Baloney?
Oh, you want to get contemporary street language, bitches. listen to pop music. Apparently the Me Too movement hasn't hit hip-hop yet.
Baloney?
That's a load of baloney.
That's a bunch of baloney.
Bunch of baloney. Mm. I see your mom saying baloney. No,
my mom said that a lot.
Malarkey was my mom.
Same here. My mom was
loved
big
the word malarkey.
Malarkey.
Bosom?
Yes, my mom was big.
Your mom had a great bosom?
Yeah, or bosoms. But I bosom is correct. But and then when I heard that song, The Bosom of Abraham, I thought, wow. he had the Civil War Abraham. And a pair of jugs. No wonder he's so glum.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet, host of the number one podcast, Insight with Chris Van Vliet. On the show, I sit down with the biggest names in pro wrestling, sports, film, and beyond. These are real, long-form conversations that go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with people like John Cena, The Undertaker, Cody Rhodes, and more. We talk mindset, motivation, and what it takes to succeed. This is Insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.